New Hampshire has a new U.S. senator picked to replace the man who's been tapped by President Obama to be his Secretary of Commerce. That senator, Judd Gregg, is a Republican. And New Hampshire's Democratic governor named another Republican to fill his seat. She's Bonnie Newman, who, though a veteran of government and academia, has never been elected to office. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has more.
When Bonnie Newman was introduced as Judd Gregg's likely Senate successor, she turned and beamed at the man who'd made that possible, Governor John Lynch. They'd first met 40 years ago. She was dean of students, and he was a freshman at the University of New Hampshire. She joked that both had come a long way.
I must admit, in my wildest dreams, it never occurred to me that we would be standing here today.
But not so for Governor Lynch.
When Senator Gregg called me, I immediately thought of Bonnie Newman.
Judd Gregg had made preserving the Senate's partisan balance a precondition for pursuing the Commerce job, and Bonnie Newman is a natural fit. The Republican worked for Gregg when he was a congressman in the 1980s and crossed party lines in 2004 to back Governor Lynch when he notched an upset win over a GOP incumbent.
My responsibility was to find not just a Republican, but a person who would put the interest of the people of New Hampshire above all else.
The man Bonnie Newman is replacing is from a prominent political family and among the Senate's most influential Republicans. Over the years, Judd Gregg has delivered millions of dollars to New Hampshire, and Newman has never held office, but she does know government. She was an assistant commerce secretary under Ronald Reagan and oversaw administrative operations in the first Bush White House. More recently, Newman's been president of the University of New Hampshire and held other top academic jobs.
I hired Bonnie to be the executive dean of the Kennedy School at Harvard. One of the best acts I ever did.
That's Joseph Nye, a Democrat and the distinguished service professor at the Kennedy School. Nye says Newman is smart and fair, attributes he says came in handy in dealing with sometimes prickly academics.
She's very firm, but there's a velvet glove on top of the strong fist. She would make a terrific senator.
That view is seconded by David Carney, who served as political director for President George H.W. Bush. Carney says Newman oversaw hundreds of staffers and myriad White House functions with a low-key grace.
100% professional, and she represented the president, the country, and the taxpayer extremely well, and she is a very sophisticated person.
Newman's political sophistication was apparent during her maiden press conference as a Senate designee. She deftly parried efforts by reporters to pin her down on issues like abortion and the economic stimulus bill now in the Senate.
There are bills, and it's the fine print of the bills that makes the difference. So let me say that on each of the wide spectrum of issues, I would be careful and thoughtful.
But no matter how thoughtful, few local observers predict Newman's time in Washington will boost the GOP. She's promised not to run in 2010, giving Democrats a stronger chance to claim Gregg's seat. Political scientist Dean Spiliotis.
It's certainly a step removed from simply having the governor hand the seat to the Democratic Party, but nonetheless, in the end, it's going to have the same practical effect.
In the meantime, U.S. Representative Paul Hodes has gotten a head start. The Democrat could announce his 2010 Senate bid within the week. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.